الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إن الله بما تعملون بصير، ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just a few reminders about the day of Jumu'ah, that this is the king of all days, the greatest day of the week. And we should honor this day, and the honoring of this day, it has come in the Hadith Sharif, that a person, if he does 6 amals on this day, which are very simple, very straightforward, for every step that he takes coming for Jumu'ah namaz, he gets the reward of 1 whole year's ibadat, plus 1 whole year's roza sawab. Roza is ibadat, but in this hadith it is mentioned separately. So here in the boarding, if students who came from, for example, F block, they took at least perhaps 300 steps. So 300 years ibadat a person will get if we just observe this 6 basic things. And 600 years rozas we kept. So great rewards. And the 6 amals are very simple. The one is to bath and clean, wear clean clothes. That inshallah, every Muslim does that. The second is to come walking. Here in the boarding, there is no question of coming by car. You have to come walking. Thirdly, to come as early as possible. And as early as possible means when the imam stands up for the khutbah, by that time, if there is place in the masjid proper, we should be in the masjid. But anyway, as early as possible, we should come. The fourth thing is to sit as close as possible to the imam. We shouldn't be sitting at the back or on the sides, etc. And when there is place in the front serve, always first fill the front serve and then start with the next serve. And then the fifth is to listen attentively. We shouldn't be thinking of other things, etc. And the sixth is not to do anything useless, like playing with one's glasses or with one's watch or anything like that, or making designs on the musalla, playing with one's hands. Nothing like that we should do. Just for the 6 simple things, for every step, 1 whole year's ibadat sawab we can get, plus 1 whole year's roza sawab. How many jumas we have lost already? How many are left? Only Allah knows. Let us not waste any of the jumas that are coming. Let us make the best, because this is what it will help us, the greatest forever in the year after. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And the special ibadat of the day of Jummah is salawat ala Rasul, to read Durood Sharif. So we should try and read as much as Durood Sharif every day. And Jummah, we should increase it. The minimum, we should try and read 100 times a day Durood Sharif, which only take 2 minutes. And in one day, there are 1,440 minutes. So just 2 minutes for Durood Sharif, it still leaves us with 1,338 minutes to do whatever else we have to do. So we should try and read our 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, comfortably, a person can read the shortest Durood the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should try and do that. And Jummah, we should try and increase it. The minimum is to 300 on Jummah. And if we read it 313 times, we'll have a lot of barakat in our durood. So we should try and read it 313 times on Jummah. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nifaq, bara'atum minan nar, that this person is free from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the worst sins, and the punishment for it, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be right in the bottom pits of Jahannam. And that is thus explained. They will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot, and they will just lie there and they won't be able to move, just burning all the time and suffering the great pain of that burning all the time. And today this nifaq, which the definition has come in the hadith, that when a person meets with one group of people, he acts like them, he agrees with them, hamilana, that yes, this is right, what you are saying is right. When he meets with the opposite group, he speaks like them, yes, you are right. And today this is very, very common. We know, we are so much involved in it. Two opposite groups, and what we call it, to be a munafiq today, we call it to keep peace. Be happy, keep peace with this people, and to keep peace with this people. Not only are we guilty of it, but today we are promoting it on from the mimbar, we are promoting it on religious platforms, that you must keep peace with all, which is actually mudahanat fid din, that is not speaking out the truth, concealing the truth. And it is munafaqat, that you act like this people also, you act like those people also. So, and the punishment of it is very severe. So by reading 100 times a day durood, by the barakat of it, Allah will save us from this terrible act of hypocrisy, of nifaq. And also, he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. How severe, how terrible the fire of Jahannam is. Here in this world, there are many people who have a lot of problems. We know of the torture that was taking place in Syria, in many other places, how people are tortured, etc. But with the punishment in the qabr, they will realize that was nothing. And then when from the qabr people will be raised on the day of Qiyamah, and then they will say, who woke us up from our sleeping place? Though they were in so terrible punishment. But the punishment of the day of Qiyamah will be even worse. That this will be like what punishment they were suffering in the qabr, will be like a picnic they were having. And then worse one than that will be in Jahannam. And that will be forever. So it is no small matter. And we are so fortunate we are in that ummah, that we have been taught just to read Durood Sharif. And so easy, like now, here in the masjid, it's no mujahada. It's, you are comfortable. And just to read 100 times 2 minutes, and we get saved of all this. How can we deprive ourselves? It will be the most foolish, stupid person who will deprive himself of this. May Allah give us tawfiq. A person who read 100 times durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fulfills 100 needs of his, 70 of the akhirat. From that we understand that akhirat is mentioned first. That must be our biggest worry. And there we will have much more, we will be in need. So 70 needs of the akhirat and 30 of the dunya. A person who reads 100 times durood, he will be raised with the martyrs, with the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads durood sharif in abundance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awla nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aksaruhum alayya salatan. The person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who read the most durood sharif. So it depends on us how much closer we want to be. And this closeness, the ulama have explained, there are 3 aspects of being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to be physically close. What a great thing that where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, in that vicinity, in that neighborhood we are. What a great and honor, great honor, just by reading durood sharif. The other is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will love that person the most who reads the most durood sharif. And the third is that that person will get the most intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah to read Durood Sharif. And one great aspect of Durood, inna salata mustajabun qat. Durood Sharif is 100% accepted by Allah. We all have made some namazes, we will be making our faraz, and we hope in the mercy of Allah that Allah will accept it. But we got no guarantee. But Durood Sharif is guaranteed, it's accepted. And in fact, for Durood Sharif, on which amal you did, you read it, that amal also gets accepted by the barakat of Durood Sharif. Therefore, with our du'as, we should always read Durood Sharif also, then all those du'as will also be accepted. And the night of Jummah is also very valuable. Some ulama have written, it's more valuable than Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months, which means that it is better than 30,000 nights. This night that has passed, who of us took special care for ibadat on this night? Who of us read Durood Sharif today? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, we should try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf every day and the last 10 every night. And on Jummah, try and read the whole Surah Kahf. In Surah Kahf, there is great protection from Dajjal. And the fitna of Dajjal is the fitna of materialism. And what does materialism mean? Loving the things of dunya, which is also perhaps 100% in 100% of us. To have a nice house, nice car, nice food, nice lifestyle. Everyone wants this. And we miss our namazes for this. We will do anything just in order to have the comforts and enjoyments of this world. And when Dajjal will come, it will be at its height, materialism. Presently, now also, we are all worried more of our houses, cars, clothing, fashion, sports, entertainment, all material things, dunya's things we are worried. But by reading the surah, Allah will save us from there. And then there is another terrible fitna that will come after that of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And that will be the fitna of power. They will have a lot of power. And it will be very, very difficult to fight them. But by practicing on deen, Allah will protect us from all these fitnas. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And try and read Subhanallah al-Azeem wa bihamdihi 100 times after Jummah namaz. While sitting here, or even walking to the mess, to the rooms, etc., wherever we are going, a person who reads it 100 times, Allah forgives 100,000 of his gunas and 24,000 gunas of his parents. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayah that I have read is with regard to istiqamat. Istiqamat is to be straight, is to be regular, to be punctual, to be on a straight path all the time. There are two aspects which I wish to explain. One is that istiqamat in these changing times, the way things are changing by the morning and the night, what we hear about what's happening in Syria, in various parts of the world, things are just changing. And to have istiqamat, to be firm on the right path. When you hear propaganda of this side, propaganda of the other side, istiqamat is that you are straight on the right path. You don't fall prey to this propaganda, and you don't fall prey to the other propaganda. What is the right thing, you remain firm on that. That is very, very important. Whenever any incident happens, then as many people who relate it, everyone has got a different version. And what is the actual thing that happened, that was something else. So to have istiqamat is that what actually happened, you follow that. You don't follow all the different versions which the people gave. For example, in the king's palace, the queen gave birth to a baby. So the news spread everywhere, the queen gave birth. Then somebody said that the queen gave birth and the complexion of the baby, it's dark in complexion. Then that news spread. Then somebody said, it's dark, very dark, black, like a black baby the queen gave birth to. That news spread. Then somebody said, black like a crow. That news spread. Then the news spread that the queen gave birth to a crow. Now, what the queen gave birth to and what the news spread. So all this, whatever, anywhere, anything happens, the versions that come out are so many different. So to have istiqamat on that. So that is very, very essential. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained to us many times one example from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali. He explains that in the sea, when the waves are even high tide, and there is like a storm in the sea, there is a bird that sits on the crest of the wave, that means on the right on the top. And that wave goes down and it goes up and with force, but that bird, 90% it remains straight. It does not move one degree this way or that way. With all that storm it stays. So he says that Allah has put for us to learn a lesson that in no matter what storms we are, what the people are saying, people are lying, people are speaking the truth, people are giving different versions, but we must remain straight at all times. And for that we've got the straight path. We've got the Sirat-e Mustaqim. But unfortunately, we as Muslims also, we don't follow Quran and Hadith. That is Sirat-e Mustaqim. And we have got no doubt in it. We follow what comes in the media. We follow what comes on social platforms. Then we also have different views on everything. If we follow what the Quran and Hadith say, we won't have different views. And if we have studied our deen and we know Allah, the greatness, the power, the kindness, the knowledge of Allah, like a person, a buzurg says, Mutmain baitha hu ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. Oh Allah, I'm sitting very content in whatever my conditions are. Because I know that you are hakim. All conditions are from you. They are not because of what I ate. They are not because of anything else. All my conditions that have come from you. And you are hakim also. You send the most appropriate conditions. Though it might appear that I, for example, a person gets a sore and we feel it's a bad thing. But it's actually to take out the dirty blood from the body. A person, for example, gets a flu. It is to take out all the dirt from inside. Therefore, the correct treatment of a flu is not to suppress it with medicines. Antibiotics, etc. Let it come out. It has to come out. All the phlegm and all that. Don't suppress it and keep it in. For example, you are getting visitors and you want to show them you've got a clean house. So clean the house. Take out all the dirt from the house. Don't stuff it all in the cupboards and you close the drawers and the cupboards and outside you show it's shining. But inside the drawers it's all cluttered and all the dirt is inside the drawers. So let the dirt come out. So what Allah does is the best what Allah does. We should obey. So that is istiqamat. That we should know what the commands of Allah are and we follow that under all circumstances. So today the changing views of people and the different things that coming, for us it is very easy. We got Quran and Hadith. For example, this Bashar of Syria. There are some people who called him that he is the, what comes in the hadith, the Sufyani will come. So if you have knowledge of hadith, you can see very clearly he is nowhere near that, who will be that terrible person, that Sufyani, who is still going to come. But because we don't know, just outward things we see, and we make judgment that now Qiyamah is closed. Now this is happening, that is happening. We must keep our eyes, and for that we need knowledge of Quran and the correct knowledge of Quran and Hadith. not wrong interpretation, then a person will have this istiqamah. So it's very important, and the end result is we are all going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Maut is the eventuality. Nobody can escape maut. Nobody till today has escaped maut. Nobody will escape it till the day of Qiyamah. And then the reality will come in the qabr, where the real things will be asked. We were very, very interested to all the politics and all the different explanations of things that are given. But there we will be asked, Mar Rabbuka. And we weren't worried of finding our Rabb. We were very much worried of this happened here in Syria, what's happening in Palestine. Du'as we make. We talk a lot about all these things, but ask ourselves, do we make one du'a for the people? Do we make one du'a for Islam, for the Muslims? We talk a lot, and all that is just hot air that we are blowing off. Just talk shops, and the talk shops deliver nothing whatsoever. If we make du'a quietly, that will have great value. So Allah give us istiqamat in all these things. Then another aspect of this istiqamat is now in this festive period, this holiday period, December period, when also there are fitnas everywhere. When if it starts with the matric balls, etc., the farewell parties and that, and even like in the madrasa, students who give dawahs to one another, and all that then makes an like a light mood, whereas we got such a serious matter in front of us, our mort, which we are not worried. A person encouraged a lawyer that practice on deen, make your namazes, prepare for akhirat. So he took out his diary and he showed him, see here, for 2 months I haven't got a single moment to spare. Even my food I can't have properly, I got no time for namaz also. And I take work home also. 2 months I'm so busy. I got no time for anything. The next day, announcement was made in the masjid that the lawyer has passed away. Now who's going to do his 2 months work for him? So maut is in front of us. That we're not worried about. We are worried about all other things in the world. But our maut we are not worried about. The most important thing, more than we are worried even of our wives and our children, is my own maut. What am I going to do? In fact, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if there is a person who is like on his dying bed, terminally ill, and he asks his three brothers that you can see what my condition is, what can you do for me? The first brother say, I will stay with you as long as you are living. As soon as you die, I will go and stay with somebody else. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba, how is this brother? Very disloyal. That as long as you're living, he's with you. As soon as you die, he'll go and stay with somebody else. Asked the second brother, he said, I will stay with you, look after you, take you doctor, treatment, whatever I can do. Finally, if you die, I will give you ghusl, kafan, I'll bury you, I'll do all that for you. So he said, this brother also, much better than the first brother, but also only till the qabr he will help. As the third brother, he said, I'll look after you, do everything for you, bury you also, and after maut also, I will stay with you in your qabr. And I won't leave you till I get you to Jannah. Then he said, this is the best brother. So what is the explanation? The first brother is your wealth and your material possessions. As soon as a person dies, though the people did not still distribute the inheritance, but as soon as a person dies, all his wealth now belongs to other people. Now he doesn't stay with him. Now it belongs to whoever have got shares in his inheritance. It goes to those people. The second are his family and friends. They will look after him till they bury him. And the third are his amal, his actions. They will stay with him and they will take him till Jannah. But unfortunately, we got all our time for material things, which are so disloyal. that as soon as we die, they will leave us and go to somebody else. And for amal that will help us fully, we got no time for amal. Now this December period also, some time year ago, some family that used to make samosas and sell. So this time they get very busy and the orders were very big. Then just before now, like 21st December, about that time, shops are very busy, 24th and that. Somebody in the family passed away, an old lady, like on the 20th of December. And when they so busy with their samosas, the family people told, didn't the old lady find another time to die? Why did she die now? Just see, for your own mother, this is our attitude. So this is our condition. So what is going to help us the most, we don't worry about. And what is the least which is loyal to us, we do everything. That is the height of our stupidity, and more higher than that stupidity, we think ourselves as clever. That when we are doing for material things, earning more money, having more properties, investment, then we are very clever. And have no making no preparation for akhirah. That is the height of stupidity. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, so istiqamati in these times. So the matric balls, all the workplaces, they have parties. They have parties at the workplace, they hire out resorts, they go. And many, many places our Muslim boys, girls are working. Then there, wine and liquor is also common. And men and women are mixing, and zina also is common. All the gunas are taking place at this time. To have istiqamat at this time. This is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And there is a direct command to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and in turn to the whole ummah also, that we have istiqamat. No matter where you are, our Shaykh says, جِسْ فِضَا مَنْ رَهُ جَهَا بِهِ مَنْ رَهُ. Wherever I am, mera taqwa salamat rahe. That my taqwa must remain in order. That whatever people are talking about dunya and about gunas, people, men, boys talking about girls, talking about cars, talking about fashion, talking about all stupid things, and no talk about deen. And the Quran Sharif says that when you talk of deen takes place, then the people get ghabra, they get like uneasy. They know what's happening. Why is talking about deen all the time? Deen, namaz. Just talking about deen all the time. But if you talk about dunya, then all are happy. Talk about sports, talk about politics, talk about the weather, then everyone is happy. And that is a clear sign, the Quran Sharif says, of the kuffar. That when you don't like the talks of deen, and you like the talks of dunya, and worse, the talks of sun and guna, that is the talks of, that is the sign of having kufr in your heart, that you don't love to hear about deen. So this is a time when everyone is talking about the dunya and all, somebody planning holidays, and Allah gives sincerity to all of us. MashaAllah, many people going for umrah. The umrah also must be for umrah, not for a holiday. Many families are going, and then you are involved with the children all the time there. So whether it's an umrah or whether it's a holiday, and whether what you are watching on the screen, even in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So Allah give us istiqamat in all our matters. Very, very important to have to make dua for istiqamat. Al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. Istiqamat is more superior than 1,000 miracles, karamats also. We get impressed with miracles. But istiqamat, to remain firm on deen, that is which has got the greatest value. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.